It really is. It's nice okra. We just...
Oh, we love it.
Got to, we have had some friends here in Amber that... How many? There was five?
Excuse me, there's a bug in my shirt, and he's making a trip.
Get him out.
I just disappeared mentally here a moment ago.
Unbutton your shirt and get him out, for heaven's sakes, because they're not nice to crawl on you. They have scaly legs to crawl on the bark of a tree.
I know.
I don't.
You got a rough lady.
I got him. Did you grow those little round vegetables first up in the season?
The what?
Little round red things.
Radishes? Yes, we always have those.
How about tomatoes?
Well, we always grow tomatoes, but this year they're browned.
So did mine. Got sort of scaly?
Well, our vines have just died. They would
have a bushes of plant, you know, and put two automobile casings around it, around the plant, and they just come up and swing over there. I believe there's a half bushel on each one of them, and it rained here about 4.5 inches one day, and the water stood in the garden after 2 days and killed them. They're dead. It's a door now. There wasn't no plant left.
That happened to my neighbor.
We didn't have any.
But that thing, those guys wouldn't care for his getting killed. It just grows and it's about as high as your head and just still going.
My goodness.
Well, the okra is one thing that you can own. The black-eyed peas are two things that you can have through the hot, dry summer in Oklahoma. They stand the drought. Mm-hmm. And the tomatoes do pretty good if you get them started, but ours are started good, but then there's blood come on them, and they don't need so much water.
How about potatoes? Did you grow those?
Yes.
Irish potatoes. Sweet potatoes are not any good here.
Irish potatoes, no. These are...
No. White, ordinary potatoes.
And you call those what?
Irish potatoes.
Uh-huh. And the other ones? The yellow ones?
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Yams or sweet potatoes. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's a difference in that yam. Some of the sweet potatoes are not really yams, so yam is a general term, but still it isn't. Doesn't include all the different kinds of sweet potatoes.
What else did you grow in your garden? Anything you could dry and use for winter?
We don't dry much anymore. I can. Well, I can beans.
Beans,
and I can black-eyed peas. I'd rather can them than to have them dried, and then you're not bothered fighting the weevils. They'll get into them when they're dry.
How about that vegetable that has the green top that comes up in three or four little strands? And slice it and put it on a hamburger? Give you
onion?
Yeah. Are those ever called ingerns around here?
Guy always calls them ingerns. That's what he calls them.
Yeah, they call them that in parts of Arkansas, too.
Yeah, I think that's a southern term.
Uh-huh. They call lots of things in Arkansas funny. When we went back there, my sister and I and brother-in-law and nephew stopped the wheel there in Arkansas in a wide place and rode. My sister wanted to go to a restroom. We stopped and got some gas, and an old white-headed man was running the outfit. She asked him, said, "Did you have where's your restroom?" And she says, "I don't have a restroom." Says, "I sure got a good rocking chair up on the front
That's all going on record down there. Embarrass somebody.
Nobody else will hear it. This is my private secretary. She promised not to talk.
That's a good thing.
Did you call those ingerns as a boy?
Huh?
Did you call those ingerns as a
boy? Yeah, I guess we did.
What do you call those that you pick when they're small?